Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Have you ever felt a chill down your spine while driving down a deserted road late at night? That feeling of being watched, of being followed by something you can't quite see. Tonight, podcast listeners, we delve into a story that embodies that very feeling, a tale of speed, tragedy, and a haunting that continues to grip the residents of BF Homes in Paranac City. I am Mark, and you are listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. This episode is designed to serve as a companion piece to the story The Haunting at Concha Cruz Drive by Joel P. Salud. It aims to enrich the experience of the original work without the intention of infringing upon any copyrights held by the author or publisher. We have taken care to respect the intellectual property rights associated with the story, ensuring that this content aligns with the spirit of the original material while adhering to legal standards. You can find the original story at True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 1, pages 5 to 8. Our story begins with Mark, a young man in his late 20s. Driving through the quiet streets of BF Homes with his two friends. It was a typical night, the kind where the only sounds were the hum of their car engine and the distant barking of dogs. They were on Concha Cruz Drive, a long, straight road known for its eerie quiet, in the early 80s as a popular spot for illegal drag races. Imagine, podcast listeners, the thrill of those races, the adrenaline pumping as young drivers push their cars to the limit, the roar of engines echoing through the night. But like all things fueled by recklessness, this too had a dark side. As Mark and his friends cruised along, one of them, Ronnie, asked to stop. Nature called, and he needed to relieve himself by the side of the road. They pulled over, the silence amplifying every rustle of leaves and chirp of crickets. Ronnie finished his business, and they were back on their way, the quiet of the night settling back in. Suddenly, a black sedan with heavily tinted windows appeared beside them. It was a challenge, an invitation to a race that Mark, with the blood of a race car driver in his veins, couldn't refuse. As both cars revved their engines, the window of the black sedan slowly rolled down, revealing a sight that would forever be etched in their memories. Inside the sedan were two figures, a young man and a young woman, dressed in white, their clothes stained with blood. Their faces were ashen, streaked with crimson, their eyes wide and lifeless. It was a scene straight out of a horror movie, a chilling tableau that sent shivers down their spines. Mark instinctively floored the gas pedal, speeding away from the ghostly sedan. When they dared to look back, the sedan was gone, vanished into the darkness, as if it had never been there. They raced to the nearest house, pounding on the door until a kind woman, Mrs. Tirona, let them in. Trembling and pale, they recounted their experience to Mrs. Tirona, who, with a knowing look, told them a story that would shed light on the horrifying encounter they just had. She spoke of the early 80s, when Concha Cruz Drive was a haven for young racers, a place where they gathered to test their skills and their cars. Among them was Eric, a skilled driver with a jet black Toyota Macho machine, a gift from his father. One fateful Sunday afternoon, Eric and his girlfriend Janina were driving down Concha Cruz Drive when a rival racer, Bernard, challenged him to a race. Despite Janina's pleas, Eric, fueled by adrenaline and pride, accepted the challenge. The two cars took off, their engines roaring, their tires screeching against the asphalt. But tragedy struck when Bernard's tire blew out, sending his car careening into Eric's. The impact was devastating. Eric died instantly, while Janina succumbed to her injuries a few hours later. Mrs. Tirona explained that Eric and Janina were buried in white, the same white attire that the ghostly figures in the black sedan were wearing. It was then that Mark and his friends realized they had encountered the spirits of Eric and Janina, forever trapped in their final moments, forever racing down Concha Cruz Drive. The story of Eric and Janina is a tragic reminder of the dangers of reckless driving, a cautionary tale that continues to haunt Concha Cruz Drive. Their ghostly appearance serves as a warning, a desperate attempt to prevent others from meeting the same fate. But the story doesn't end there, podcast listeners. There have been other sightings, other encounters with the phantom racers. Some say they appear to young drivers, their bloodied forms a chilling reminder of the consequences of speed and recklessness. Others claim to have seen them simply driving down the road, their ghostly car silently gliding through the night. The haunting of Concha Cruz Drive is a chilling example of how tragedy can leave a lasting mark, not just on the physical world, but on the spiritual realm as well. It's a story that reminds us to be mindful of our actions, to consider the consequences of our choices, and to respect the power of the unknown. Don't forget to follow True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share this chilling tale with your friends. If you have a story of your own that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. You can find our contact information in the show notes, and if you'd like to support the podcast and help us continue to bring you these fascinating stories, you can find links to our Patreon and other platforms in the show notes as well. The story of Concha Cruz Drive reminds us that our actions have consequences both in life and in death. It also teaches us to respect the unseen, the forces that we may not fully understand. As we navigate the roads of life, let us remember to do so with caution and respect, not just for ourselves, but for those who have traveled before us. What do you think, podcast listeners? Have you ever encountered a ghostly hitchhiker or a phantom vehicle on your travels? We'd love to hear your stories. Podcast listeners, close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourselves on Concha Cruz Drive. The year is 1983. It's a Friday night and the air is thick with the scent of burnt rubber and cheap beer. The rhythmic thump of new wave music spills out from open car windows, competing with the roar of engines. The groups of teenagers, dressed in the fashion of the era, think pegged jeans, members-only jackets, and big hair are gathered in clusters, their laughter and excited chatter echoing in the night. This isn't just a race, it's a social event, a rebellious act of youthful exuberance. But beneath the surface of this revelry lies a dangerous undercurrent. These kids, fueled by adrenaline and a sense of invincibility, are pushing their limits and the limits of their cars, often with tragic consequences. The accident that claimed the lives of Eric and Janina wasn't an isolated incident. Concha Cruz Drive, with its long, straight stretch and lack of traffic, became a magnet for thrill-seeking youngsters. But the Road Itself, podcast listeners, has a history that predates these races, a history that whispers of unrest and tragedy. Before the sprawling subdivisions and paved roads, Concha Cruz Drive was a dirt path winding through fields of tall grasses and ancient trees. Locals whispered of a capri, a giant, smoking creature said to dwell in the branches of a belate tree that stood near the present-day intersection with El Grande Avenue. This capri, they said, would lure travelers off the path with its hypnotic gaze and booming laughter, leading them to their doom in the surrounding wilderness. Then, in the 1950s, a tragic incident occurred that further darkened the reputation of the area. A young woman, heartbroken after being abandoned by her lover, was said to have hanged herself from the branches of the belate tree. Her spirit, unable to find peace, was said to wander the area, her mournful cries echoing through the night. Some say she can still be seen, a white figure flitting through the shadows, searching for her lost love. These stories, podcast listeners, are deeply intertwined with the history of Concha Cruz Drive. They paint a picture of a place steeped in sorrow and shadowed by the supernatural. It's no wonder that the tragic deaths of Eric and Janina added another layer to this already unsettling history. Now, let's shift our focus back to Mark and his friends. Shaken by their encounter, they sought refuge in the home of Mrs. Tirona. She was a long-time resident of BF Homes, a witness to the evolution of Concha Cruz Drive from a quiet country road to a hotbed of illegal racing, and ultimately, to a place of fear and whispered warnings. Mrs. Tirona, a woman with kind eyes and a warm smile, welcomed the terrified young men into her home. She listened patiently as they recounted their experience, their voices trembling with fear and disbelief. When they finished, she nodded slowly, a sad expression on her face. "You've seen them," she said softly, "the phantom races." She went on to tell them the story of Eric and Janina, a story she knew all too well. She had seen the reckless races, heard the deafening roar of engines, and witnessed the aftermath of the tragic accident. She had seen the grief and despair of the families left behind, and she had heard the whispers of the ghostly sightings that followed. Mrs. Tirona's story, podcast listeners, added a chilling dimension to Mark's experience. It confirmed their fears, validating the horrifying encounter they had just had. But it also raised more questions. Why were Eric and Janina still trapped on Concha Cruz Drive? What was their message, and what did their appearance mean for those who encountered them? To understand this, we need to delve deeper into Filipino beliefs about the afterlife. In Filipino folklore, spirits are often tied to the places where they died, especially if their deaths were sudden or violent. These spirits, known as kaluluwa, are believed to linger in the earthly realm, unable to move on to the afterlife. They may appear as apparitions, seeking help, revenge, or simply a connection to the world they left behind. In the case of Eric and Janina, their spirits seem to be bound to Concha Cruz Drive, the site of their tragic demise. Their appearance, bloodied and lifeless, serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of recklessness. They are not malicious spirits, but rather they are trapped souls forever reliving their final moments, perhaps hoping to prevent others from suffering the same fate. But their presence, however well-intentioned, is undeniably terrifying. Imagine, podcast listeners, driving down a dark, deserted road and seeing a car appear beside you, its occupants bloodied and lifeless, their eyes staring blankly ahead. It's a chilling image, one that has become synonymous with Concha Cruz Drive. Over the years, there have been countless stories of encounters with the phantom races. Some people claim to have seen them driving down the road, their car silently gliding through the night. Others say they have been chased by the black sedan, its engine roaring, its headlights blindingly bright. And some, like Mark and his friends, have seen the ghostly figures up close, their bloodied forms a terrifying spectacle. These stories, podcast listeners, have become part of the lore of Concha Cruz Drive. They are shared among residents, passed down from generation to generation, serving as a cautionary tale, a reminder of the fragility of life and the consequences of reckless behavior. But the story of Concha Cruz Drive is not just about fear and tragedy. It's also a story about love, loss, and the enduring power of the human spirit. Eric and Janina's love for each other, tragically cut short, continues to echo through the years, their ghostly presence a testament to the strength of their bond. Their story also reminds us of the importance of cherishing life, of appreciating the moments we have with loved ones, and of making choices that protect and preserve life. It's a message that resonates deeply, especially in a society where recklessness and disregard for safety often lead to tragic consequences. Podcast listeners, let's delve deeper into the pre-subdivision era of Concha Cruz Drive, back when it was just a simple dirt path cutting through the rural landscape. Imagine, if you will, the towering Belait tree, its gnarled branches reaching out like skeletal fingers, casting long, eerie shadows across the path. This tree, podcast listeners, was more than just a landmark, it was a living entity, a silent observer of the area's history, and according to local lore, the dwelling place of a Capri. Now, for those unfamiliar with Filipino folklore, a Capri is a creature of immense size and strength, often depicted as a hairy giant with a fondness for smoking a large tobacco pipe. They are said to dwell in large trees, particularly Belait trees, and while generally not considered evil, they are known for their mischievous nature, often playing tricks on unsuspecting passers-by.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Imagine, podcast listeners, traveling alone down that dirt path at night, the only light coming from the moon and the flickering flames of your oil lamp. Suddenly you hear a deep, rumbling laughter echoing through the trees, and a pungent aroma of tobacco smoke fills the air. You look up and see, perched on a branch high above, the glowing eyes of the Capri watching you with an amused expression. It's a chilling encounter, one that would surely send shivers down your spine. But the Capri wasn't the only entity said to haunt the area. As we mentioned earlier, there was also the story of the young woman who took her own life after being betrayed by her lover. Her spirit, unable to find peace, was said to wander the area, her mournful cries echoing through the night. Some say she can still be seen, a white figure flitting through the shadows, searching for her lost love or perhaps seeking someone to share her sorrow. These stories, podcast listeners, were passed down through generations, becoming ingrained in the local consciousness. They created an atmosphere of unease, a sense that Concha Cruz Drive was a place where the veil between the living and the dead was thin, a place where the supernatural could easily intrude upon the natural world. Now, let's imagine we had the opportunity to speak with some of the longtime residents of BF Homes, those who witnessed the transformation of Concha Cruz Drive from a quiet rural path to a bustling suburban street. What stories would they share? Oh, when I was young, we were so afraid to pass by Concha Cruz Drive at night. There were many stories about ghosts and mythical creatures there. The Capri and the Belate Tree, and the woman in white who appears to men walking alone. Yes, I've heard many stories about accidents on Concha Cruz. They say that place is cursed. That's why even back then, we were very careful when passing through there. Even now, it's still scary to pass by Concha Cruz Drive at night, especially when you're alone. It feels like someone is watching you, like someone is following you. These accounts, podcast listeners, paint a vivid picture of the fear and fascination that Concha Cruz Drive has inspired over the years. It's a place where the past and present intertwine, where the stories of old continue to shape the experiences of the living. Now, let's shift our focus to the aftermath of Eric and Janina's tragic accident. The news of their deaths sent shockwaves through the community. Their families and friends were devastated, their lives forever altered by the senseless tragedy. The accident served as a wake-up call, a stark reminder of the dangers of reckless driving. In the wake of the accident, the community came together to mourn the loss of Eric and Janina. There were calls for stricter enforcement of traffic laws and increased safety measures on Concha Cruz Drive. Some residents even suggested closing the road altogether to prevent further tragedies. While the road remained open, the accident did have a lasting impact on the community. The illegal drag races that had once plagued Concha Cruz Drive became less frequent, and drivers became more cautious, more aware of the potential consequences of their actions. The memory of Eric and Janina served as a constant reminder of the fragility of life and the importance of responsible driving. But the story doesn't end there, podcast listeners. The tragic accident also gave rise to a new chapter in the lore of Concha Cruz Drive, a chapter that continues to unfold to this day. The sightings of the phantom races, the whispers of their presence, have become an integral part of the area's identity, a chilling reminder of the past that refuses to be forgotten. Imagine, podcast listeners, you're driving down Concha Cruz Drive late at night. The road is deserted, the only sound is the hum of your engine. You glance in your rearview mirror and see a pair of headlights approaching rapidly. The car pulls up beside you and you see two figures in the front seat, their faces pale and bloodied, their eyes staring blankly ahead. You try to accelerate, but the car stays with you, its engine roaring, its headlights blindingly bright. You feel a chill down your spine. A sense of dread washes over you. You know you've encountered the phantom races. These encounters, podcast listeners, are more than just scary stories. They are a testament to the enduring power of memory and the lingering impact of tragedy. They remind us that the past is never truly gone, that it can continue to haunt us in ways we never imagined. As we continue our journey through the world of Philippine ghost stories, we'll encounter more tales of love, loss, and the supernatural. We'll explore the depths of Filipino folklore and delve into the mysteries that lie hidden in the shadows of our history. But for now, podcast listeners, I invite you to ponder the story of Concha Cruz Drive. What does it tell us about the relationship between the living and the dead? How does it reflect our cultural beliefs and values? And what lessons can we learn from the tragic events that unfolded on that fateful night? Don't forget to follow True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share this chilling tale with your friends. And if you'd like to support the podcast and help us continue to bring you these fascinating stories, you can find links to our Patreon and other platforms in the show notes as well. Podcast listeners, as we delve deeper into the mystery of Concha Cruz Drive, we uncover whispers of a darkness that predates even the tragic tales of the Capri and the heartbroken woman. Local historians and paranormal researchers suggest that the land itself may hold a lingering sorrow, a residual energy from events long past. During the construction of BF homes in the late 1960s, workers unearthed remnants of an old burial ground, likely dating back to the Spanish colonial era. Imagine, podcast listeners, the unease that must have gripped those workers as they uncovered skeletal remains, remnants of lives lived centuries ago. Could these disturbed souls be contributing to the unsettling atmosphere of Concha Cruz Drive? Some historians believe the area may have also been the site of skirmishes during the Philippine Revolution against Spain in the late 19th century. Imagine the chaos and bloodshed, the desperate struggle for freedom, then the lives lost on that very ground. Could the echoes of those violent clashes still reverberate through the area, attracting or trapping restless spirits? Even further back, during the early days of Spanish colonization, the area around Concha Cruz Drive was part of a vast hacienda, a sprawling estate where Filipino farmers toiled under the harsh conditions of forced labor. Stories persist of mistreatment, and even deaths among the workers, their grievances echoing through time. These historical layers, podcast listeners, paint a picture of a land steeped in sorrow and struggle, a place where the echoes of the past refuse to be silenced. It's no wonder, then, that Concha Cruz Drive has become a focal point for paranormal activity, a place where the veil between the world seems thin and porous. Now, let's turn our attention back to the phantom races. Their appearances, while always unsettling, are said to vary in intensity and detail. Some witnesses report seeing a fully formed black sedan, identical to the one Eric drove, while others describe a more spectral apparition, a car that seems to shimmer and fade in and out of existence. It was like looking through a heat haze, recounted one witness, a young delivery driver who claimed to have encountered the phantom races one rainy night. The car was there, then it wasn't. I could see the figures inside, but their faces, they were blurred, distorted, and their eyes, they were just empty. Another witness, a middle-aged woman driving home from a late-night shift, described a more terrifying encounter. "They chased me," she said, her voice barely a whisper. "The black car came out of nowhere, its headlights blinding me. I could hear the engine roaring, getting closer and closer. I thought I was going to die." She managed to escape, she claimed, by taking a sudden turn onto a side street, but the experience left her deeply shaken. "I'll never drive down Concha Cruz Drive alone at night again," she swore. Never. These varying accounts, podcast listeners, raise intriguing questions about the nature of the haunting. Are Eric and Janina's spirits becoming stronger, their manifestations more vivid? Or are these differences simply a reflection of the witness's own perceptions and fears? To understand this further, we need to consider Filipino traditions surrounding death and the afterlife. One important aspect is the practice of pag-alay, or offering food and prayers to the deceased. This is believed to appease the spirits and help them on their journey to the afterlife. Another key element is the novena, a 9-day period of prayer and devotion following a death. This practice, rooted in Catholic tradition, is believed to help the soul find peace and transition to the afterlife. In the case of Eric and Janina, it's unclear whether these rituals were performed fully or correctly. Perhaps their sudden and tragic deaths disrupted the natural order, leaving their spirits trapped and unable to find closure. Or perhaps, as some believe, they are choosing to remain on Concha Cruz Drive, their presence a warning to others, a desperate plea for safer roads and responsible driving. Whatever the reason for their lingering presence, the phantom races of Concha Cruz Drive continue to fascinate and frighten those who encounter them. Their story serves as a chilling reminder of the fragility of life, the enduring power of memory, and the mysteries that lie hidden in the shadows of our world. Podcast listeners, as we conclude this episode, I invite you to share your own thoughts and experiences. Have you ever encountered a ghostly apparition or felt the presence of the supernatural? Do you have any stories or legends from your own community that you'd like to share? Don't forget to follow True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share this chilling tale with your friends. And if you'd like to support the podcast and help us continue to bring you these fascinating stories, you can find links to our Patreon and other platforms in the show notes as well. This is Mark, signing off for now. Until next time, podcast listeners, stay safe and remember, sometimes the most terrifying stories are the ones that whisper to us from the past.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.